This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try on new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what was in her room and why did her grandmother not want to see it?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, you could call it in and share it with us, and we'll share it with everybody else. The number is 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you could be a premium subscriber. Then you don't listen to any commercials. You get all the advanced episodes. You get the entire archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today.
And I am here today.
I had a nice thing happen to me yesterday.
I love nice things. What was it?
I know. So it's just random. This whole thing started maybe 6 weeks ago. And this woman, I don't even know. Now, I will preface all this is I was on the radio here for a long time. So there's a lot of people who know me and I don't really know them. So that's kind of what I was thinking was going on here. And she's like, hey, I have something to give you. Do you want to go out for dinner? I was like, it's so random. And I said, sure. I meet her in some public place. She's probably going to want to sign me up for some vacation rental property.
Or sell you some, you know, something that will, you know.
Right. So I'm kind of thinking that.
Make your life better.
And then she mentioned her sister would join us. Now, her sister is someone I've known from college. So that goes back at least 10 years. Little joke.
Yeah, I would say at least.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
At least. And actually, my first radio job, she volunteered with this group that we had organized that did good things around the city. So I said, okay, so I meet them. I took my friend Deb because I was like, I kind of felt like I wanted somebody with me because I didn't really know what I was walking into. So I meet them out for dinner. And she says, Michelle is her name. She goes, I suppose you want to know why I invited you here. And I go, well, yeah, kind of. And she actually is a veterinarian. She used to work at the Kansas Humane Society. I did a lot of events for the Humane Society and helped them raise money. So she said, you know, you were always so good to other people. And I wanted to give you something. And she pulls from behind her this painting she did of my former dog, Buddy, who a lot of y'all know, who was a very old guy when he died, 16 and 7 months old. And I wasn't ready for that. I burst into tears. I start crying. I can't, I do not have my shit together because I wasn't ready for that. It was really, really sweet. She painted it herself. And she's like, I love to paint animals. And sometimes I just see an animal that inspires me. And Buddy was like that. Everybody loved this dog, even though he was kind of a jerk. But he was really, really photogenic and sweet.
But he was your jerk.
But he, yeah. But you know. I mean, he didn't really like people. He liked me. Oh. He tolerated
I always say that, you know, like, you know, sometimes you've got a favorite player on a team, but he's kind of an asshole or something. You go, he's an asshole, but he's our asshole. Yeah, you know, right? So we, you know, we go with him, you know.
And Buddy was never an asshole to me. Buddy was a perfect
Oh, no.
So I'm like crying. And then she goes, she says something about how she finds all of my animals so inspiring and really cute. Then she reaches behind her and pulls out this painting of my cat Rizzo. And I'm like, oh my God. And Rizzo is kind of, she said that Rizzo is a gray tabby. And she, and the way she paints is very colorful and she does not do gray and white. So Rizzo's really cute. And then she goes, and then you wouldn't quit getting animals. And she pulls out a picture of my cat Izzy.
And which is Izzy a really cute picture too.
It's really, really, really cute. So now I'm just bawling. I'm like, oh my God. And these are big, like 11 by 17. They're two different sizes.
Did you, is your Facebook page so that people can just look at it?
Yeah.
And so this is a public, because you posted that today. And so if people want to jump on to see these pictures,
they can. Go to my Instagram page. It's just Carol Hughes. And you can scroll down and see a picture of it both places. So then she pulls out Izzy, and I'm like, oh, my God. And the funny thing was is I had just literally, and so at this point I said, I just literally yesterday said out loud, I don't have any pictures of Izzy or Benji around my house, and I have to get some pictures. And then here she gives me this painting of Izzy. And then she reaches around and pulls out a painting of Benji.
And I have to tell you, Benji is spot on. She nailed Benji.
I'm like...
Like, the Benji painting is to die for. And that little photograph you took of Benji sitting by the painting is a riot.
I know. So then I got home and I set the painting on the ground and I put Benji next to it. And I'm like, stay. And Benji just stayed right there.
Adorable.
It's so cute. And like, I'm very infrequently at a loss for words. I've made my living talking my entire adult life. And...
Yeah.
And to have somebody out of the blue do something that kind just blew me away. So I'm thanking Michelle in front of everybody right now. I just like, this is a very public forum and I just wanted to very publicly say thank you. I posted a thank you on Facebook too, but it was one of the kindest things anybody's ever done. And totally unexpected and over the top. Like one thing to paint Buddy, but... Three of my current pets.
Yeah.
So I got to figure out where to hang everything in my house because I kind of want to group them together because they all are the same style.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're super cute.
They're
super cute.
So cute. It was just blew me away. So you never know. If somebody you don't know just randomly wants to take you out for dinner, might be worth saying, okay.
Yeah. And if he's good looking, who knows? You know, it might be like, you know, next thing you know, you're getting married or something.
I know. But even though I was meeting a married woman.
All right. Well, that wasn't going to go anywhere. But, you know, I mean, who knows? You know, just but, you got to, you know, you just need to be open to the universe.
Right.
Right.
Because she then even told me, there, she goes, you know, I was really nervous about reaching out to you because she goes, I just assumed you would be like, I don't know this person. I'm not meeting you. She goes, but you just said yes, like immediately. And I'm like, well, you know, we're going to go someplace public. And I knew I wasn't going to buy your vacation rental home.
And you exactly right.
There's I don't
not
need
a
your
timeshare or something that you would get sucked into. But knowing you, your idea is more, great, a new friend.
I'm like, and right? Obviously,
you
she
don't
now
think
is.
Like, oh my God, see, because my first thing would think, oh, this is a stalker person, right? This is like somebody's going to boil a rabbit person. This is like, you know, like that's me. You, on the other hand, are going, yeah, sure, public place. Yeah, not a problem. New friends. Yay, you know?
I know.
That's you.
Although I did invite my friend Deb because we were going on to go see a play afterwards, which was brilliantly good.
Yeah.
But so I thought, you know, that'll make it a little bit better. So Deb meets me, and then Deb ends up knowing this woman because the woman is a veterinarian at the emergency vet clinic. Deb, just a couple weeks ago, had to take her dog into the emergency vet clinic. She was the woman who saved her dog.
See, I'm telling you, a little world. It's a very small world.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. And, you know, it's funny how those things happen Like, you go, oh, you're so-and-so, you know, oh, you're, you know, and it's very strange.
It was just one of the kindest things anyone has ever done for me.
So sweet.
And she doesn't know me. That was the weirdest part. But then it was funny, too, because I ended up knowing her sister. And then, so it was a really nice dinner. I left with four really amazing pieces of art.
That's awesome.
Well, let's go to this ghost story. It says, I grew up in a large, very old colonial house on the East Coast. The house was definitely odd, and many unexplainable occurrences happened during my time there, including this one, which was one of the more frightening ones. I was the youngest of six children, and my maternal grandmother also lived with us. I shared a bedroom with my youngest brother until I was seven. I believe this particular story happened when I was about six. We were a religious family and attended Catholic school. We were often given small religious figurines, Mary, saints and angels, crucifixes, that kind of thing. They tended to accumulate on top of my brother's dresser. There were maybe 30 or 40 of them at any given time. At this time in my life, the nighttime ritual was that I would get into bed at 8, long before my brother, and after a few minutes, my grandmother would come in, tuck me in, say goodnight, and turn off the light. As I got into bed one night, I saw a shadow on the wall. The same wall that the door to the room was on. The shadow took up the entire wall and was extremely dark, detailed, and defined. There was only one light on in the room, and it was an overhead light. Even at six, I understood that the shadow on the wall was not possibly cast by that light. The shadow was of my brother's dresser and all the figurines on top. Beside the dresser was a witch. And she was picking up and moving these figurines in a way that looked exactly as if she was playing chess with an invisible partner. The shadow was so detailed, I could see the warts on her nose, even the hair growing from them. And I could tell exactly which figures she was moving. She made no sound. Of course, I huddled under the covers, trembling, but I took a chance to look at the dresser. There was no one there, and none of the figurines were moving. Only the shadow. After what seemed an eternity, my grandmother finally came in to say goodnight. I asked her to turn around and look at the wall. She refused. I begged her and she simply said goodnight. Then she did something she had never done before. She literally backed out of the room until she could reach the light switch and turn the light off, vanishing the shadow. I know most people would think it was a dream, but the following morning, I asked my grandmother why she wouldn't look at the wall the night before. She didn't deny it. She simply said, I didn't want to see her again. And that ended the conversation. I hadn't told my grandmother what I was seeing or why I wanted her to turn around. I was too terrified, but she knew. I never saw her again, but she is still as clear in my memory as if it happened last night. There are many more stories from this house I will share with you someday. Thanks for the great show, guys. Terry. You know, I wonder if what she saw really was a witch or in her little kid brain, it looked like a witch. But whatever it was, her grandmother must have seen something before, too.
Well, I'm just trying to think. Now, how old do you think Terry was at this point?
She said around six.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, five or six. If I was an adult and I walked in to tell a child goodnight or whatever, and the child said, something's here, look at it, and I had a good idea what it was, would I leave that child alone in that room?
My God, no.
I'd be, you know, like, what I mean?
Do you want
like,
to sleep with me?
I think it's weird she left the child and just walked out of the room like, no, I'm too scared to see it. And I'm thinking, but then why would you leave that little child in there?
Because wouldn't you, even if you didn't believe her, you would say, no, you know, that's your imagination. There's nothing there. Or say, why don't you sleep in my room tonight?
I would have said, you know what, why don't you come and sleep in my bed tonight, honey?
Maybe what she didn't add was that grandma was like 95 with dementia.
Maybe. I don't know. I just, that's just so strange to me that I would leave a child when, you know, like, I get it if you've never had the experience and you just think they're seeing a witch on the wall because of the tree limbs or whatever, right? And they're making this shadow up and whatever. And then, you know, you sit down and you look at it and you go, no, I don't see it, honey. I just see that looks like the leaves on the tree to me, you know, right? You would kind of comfort them, sit down, maybe tell them a story, sing them a song, do whatever, get their mind off it, and then leave. But to just go, no, I know what's there. I don't want to see it. And then, but I'll leave you in the room alone with it. I think that's odd.
I do too. I think that's odd. And I also think it's odd that the next day wouldn't grandma just say, oh, honey, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, I just,
yeah, I
never
just
mind
room,
me. Like, I just walked out backwards last night. Thought I'd try something different.
And maybe the house is so haunted you could put them in a different house and you're still going to see a different witch or whatever. Maybe, maybe it wouldn't have mattered where you put them. But I still think I would have sat in there and tried to comfort them, tell them a story, do something, or I don't know.
But I don't think I would have reinforced it the next day even. Oh, I didn't want to see her again.
Yeah.
That's just so strange. I think that is really... I'm just going to say there's some dementia with grandma because grandmothers
totally
are supposed to be comforting.
And that something's in the house and there could be a spirit or something. And, you know, Terry sensed this thing, saw the thing of a shadow, which is creepy, moving things around on a dresser, acting like you're doing stuff with this. But I'm just surprised that, you know, the response was, I don't want to see it.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to this call.
Hi, Tony. My name's Skyler. I was calling in to talk about some experiences that I've had. The first one was when I was 16. I was staying the night at my grandparents' house, and I'm a very lucid sleeper. And for those listeners who don't know what lucid sleeping is, it's where you're completely conscious in a dreaming state, so you have complete control over your body and your thoughts. And so I know that I wasn't having a nightmare. I don't remember what I was dreaming about this night, but I know that it wasn't a nightmare. I'm in my grandma's spare bedroom, and my grandma's on a respirator. I remember going to bed and waking up in the middle of the night in a complete panic state. Like, I'm trying to get out of my sheets and blankets, and I feel like I'm on fire, but at the same time, I'm not sweating. I'm completely cold. I don't know what's going on. And the only thing going through my head, it's like a broken record playing in my head, is I gotta save her, I gotta save her. And, you know, at a certain point, I couldn't move my body at all. And I'm sitting there thinking, I've gotta save her, and I'm breathing heavy, and I'm freaking out. And once I finally break that not being able to move, it feels like my body's made of lead. And I very weakly sit up in my bed and stand up, and I shuffle to the door because my legs are so heavy that I can barely move them. And as soon as the entire time I hear in my head, I need to save her, I need to save her. And I break through the threshold of the door of the room and I'm fine. I can breathe again. My thoughts are my own. I no longer feel hot. And I peek in my grandma's room and she's sleeping peacefully as can be. And deep down, I don't know what happened, but I think something was in my grandma's house and it had control of my body. I wouldn't quite call it possession, but I believe that something had control of my body and it wasn't me. Skip forward a few years, and I work in a hospital. It's now a clinic. It used to be a hospital, the morgue, and operating, an OR and everything. And I'm sitting there on duty one night, like 11 o'clock, just me, and we have two sets of sliding doors coming into the clinic about 4 or 5 feet apart. Just the inside door is open out of nowhere. And I can't explain it, don't know why, but skip forward another couple weeks. And I'm doing my rounds on the second floor. I'm on duty again late at night. And I hear what sounds like something knocking on something with a claw hammer. And I stop at the top of the stairs and I backtrack 3 or 4 feet. And I hear it again. And it stops, actually. And then I start going back down the stairs and I hear it again. Something's beating on something with a hammer. And I start doing another round. And I don't know what it is, but I keep hearing it throughout the clinic. Each time, it sounds like it's right next to me, but I'm in different parts of the clinic. And then I go back to the barracks, and I'm sitting there alone in the barracks. And it sounds like there's somebody talking out in the hallway. Now, these are very heavy doors. So if someone opened the door and shut it and went inside the room, you would hear it. but I hear someone talking in the hallway to a couple people, and I open the door and I look down the hallway and there's nobody. And I shut the door and I wait a few minutes and I hear someone talking, and I open the door and there's nothing out there. And I asked a couple people, and I've had people tell me that they've been bruised in their sleep from being grabbed. I've heard people say that they were in the clinic and they've heard doorknobs jiggling while they were there by themselves. People have heard voices in the clinic that they thought was me on duty downstairs talking to somebody, and they come down and there's nobody there but me and them. But they very distinctly heard people having a conversation. So I don't know what's going on here at this base, but I believe that there are a few haunted spots at this base. And I don't know what happened at my grandma's house, but something definitely had control of my body that wasn't me. And if I hear this message on future podcasts, I would appreciate hearing what you think.
So, number one, I never want to go through that thing that he's like, I felt like something took over my body.
I know. Do you think there was some sort, we've discussed this kind of stuff before, where maybe there's this kind of, do you think it could have been sleep? Well, he said that he sleeps in a different way, though. He had a lucid sleep.
Yeah.
I was thinking sleep paralysis, where you feel like that you don't have control, but that something else is there. And you know, was it some sort of variation on that?
Could be.
You know?
You know, and because I would wonder, too, if, because I don't know that he mentioned that he's ever had sleep paralysis before. But if you've never had it and it happened to you one night, that would be really weird. I just don't remember. That would have happened to you and me. I just don't remember.
And if you team it up with the way he sleeps.
Yeah, maybe it makes
in this, like you said, in this lucid sort of fashion. And then you have the two things that happen together, where you feel like you're very awake and conscious and knowing what's going on, and yet you're not in control.
I don't like that.
Body.
Yeah.
That's a horrible feeling.
I don't like that. And then that clinic he's working at, holy cow, that place was haunted.
Right. Oh.
And not just him, like a lot of people sounds like had experiences there.
Well, you know, I think hospitals and clinics are just breeding grounds for paranormal activity.
Absolutely.
Don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it makes sense with all the stress, the traumas that go on in a hospital. It makes sense that there would be this kind of intensity that might draw in this kind of activity.
Yes.
I think.
Yes. And, you know, like this place had a morgue, I think he said, in there and everything. Mm-hmm. So there's been, you know, this is, you know, there's just a lot of hospitals that are haunted. Nursing homes, you know, you just think a lot of people passed there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know why if you passed away, you would haunt the hospital where you died and not someplace else. But, you know, maybe there's some strong connections for whatever reason. People who had worked there before.
Well, and, you know, a spirit can get trapped somewhere probably, you know.
Yeah. I don't know, but I do know he must be really, he's sensitive.
That guy picks up a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, here's one more story. It says, I'm a new listener to your podcast, and I've really enjoyed hearing from real people who have gone through things that they cannot explain. I'm so excited that I finally have a venue to tell my story, so thank you for that. I have had many encounters with the paranormal, both in my home and my everyday life. I suppose you could call me somewhat sensitive, or I'm just a magnet for things. I don't really know. All I know is that there are things that have happened throughout my life that I cannot explain. I suppose instead of going right from my childhood doll terror, I'll start with what happened most recently. My then boyfriend, now husband, and I decided we were going on a trip to New Orleans to celebrate our 6-year anniversary.
Haunted. We could just end it right there. They went to New Orleans.
It was haunted.
Thank you. Thank you.
New Orleans is one place I've always been interested in seeing due to its rich history and culture. One of the first things that we did while we were there was to go to a cemetery tour with Bloody Mary Ghost Tours. She took us to many of the most active cemeteries and told us some spooky stories, and it was all fine. Then she took us to a not-so-well-known cemetery that is usually for the locals who take care of their own dead. It was one of the strangest places I have ever been. All of the graves were either not well marked or were plastered with various home items like dolls, cups, plastic lawn items, etc. Many had caution tape and lawn chairs, and it seemed like a new level of creepy, especially the families are the ones who dig the graves and make the markers, which is strange when you look at all of the normal graves in New Orleans that are above ground and in giant mausoleums.
I would find that fascinating, though.
I don't know that I want to dig your grave, Kathy. I love you, but I'm higher in that done.
Well, I mean, it'd be fascinating to go to the cemetery.
And just see, yeah.
Yeah, to see, you know, what people have done.
Although, once we finish the story, maybe we'll think differently. As if New Orleans needed any more help being haunted, add this unorganized cemetery to the mix and you have a hotbed for an encounter with a spirit. To put this in perspective, Mary told us that if the family that buries the person does not keep up with a grave, a new person will clean out said grave and throw away all their bones.
No, stop it.
That's what it says. Now,
and whoever cleans them out doesn't think that they will come back and haunt them.
Well, this is a woman who is hosting the Bloody Mary.
No, but I meant like let's say so you haven't been taking great care of this grave, and then somebody says, "Well, hell, I'll put my grandma there," and if you're not going to take care of it, you take the bones out and you throw them away. That person seems to think that throwing away bones, they're not going to get haunted by that.
Well, and it's illegal. You can't just go dig up a grave and throw the bones out.
Illegal for good reason.
Yeah.
Because people will haunt you for the rest of your freaking life for doing that.
Yeah, that seems really strange to me.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, because it says the new person will clean out the grave, throw away their bones. I know brought home when we looked in the dumpster and found a femur bone.
Just.
That's random, but I digress. Oh, whoa, okay. Back up. You got home and and they looked in the dumpster and found a femur bone after they got home. Like, who even looks in the dumpster? And how do you know it's a femur bone?
Well.
I mean, I guess Google, but still. Mm. You could take a picture of it. AI.
I'm just telling you that ain't nothing good going to come up from grave digging and throwing away what was there.
I'm with you. It continues on and says, but I digress. As we were walking around this graveyard and hearing the stories that she was telling us, I kind of noticed a slight burning sensation on my right forearm. I ignored it for most of the time we were walking around. However, the burning sensation increased when we began to make our way out of the graveyard. I looked down to figure out what this pain was, only to find four small red puncture marks that looked like someone who grabbed my arm and dug nails into the skin. My hand started to shake in fear, and I showed my husband what had happened. He pulled me over to Mary to show her the marks, and she just nodded seriously and knowingly.
Oh.
We took a picture of them. I have this vision of Mary. I know. We took a picture of the marks as proof to ourselves that these things were real. This is physical proof. I have heard ghostly voices. I have seen things move on their own. I have sensed things, but I've never been touched before. I'm not sure why this happened, but I have a theory or two. One of my theories as to why me and my left arm. The next day, my husband proposed to me. Maybe they were somehow trying to acknowledge the fact or something. Maybe somehow they knew. What do y'all think? I have many, many stories for you and also have stories from my husband and his family who always seem to have some sort of spiritual encounter happening. Thank you for your wonderful podcast. Hope you enjoyed my story, Sam. You know, it's just so hard to say when we're not there and I don't know these puncture marks and what it looked like and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes you do end up with weird scratches, like I have cats, so I always just go, where'd that scratch come from? Cat. But, you know, sometimes you look down and you got this bruise on your leg and you don't ever remember running into anything. And it's a pretty good bruise.
That happens to me all the time. The older I get, the worse it gets too.
Yeah. And then it's like, dang, that must have hurt. Why don't I remember it? And so I wonder sometimes in a situation like this, could you have accidentally scratched something? Could a bug have gone in up the sleeve of your shirt and bitten you or something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there could be other explanations, maybe paranormal, maybe not. But it doesn't feel like the kind of place that would be like, here's this creepy marks on your arms because you're going to get engaged tomorrow. The two things don't seem connected to me.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't feel a connection there between them.
I would think it would be more her hand was burning or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, I think something happened at the cemetery and then she had a wonderful thing happen the next day.
Yeah, I think it's two separate things. Now, what exactly happened is a super creepy cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It could have been she brushed up next to a tree and didn't realize it. Or it could have been a spirit. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like those two things were connected at all.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
But I am also not sure that I'm with Mary on this. They can just dig up the bones and...
I have issues, as you all know. All right? Just nothing good's going to come from digging up a grave and then throwing the bones into the dumpster.
Nope. And you could get arrested. So there's that, too.
And it's just mean. It's just mean, people, mean. Because it's not their fault
they were
that
late
somebody's
to rest.
Not taking care of their grave.
Yeah, and their loser extended family members that are still here aren't doing anything. But
exactly.
You know what? It would also happen to every body buried there at some point. You know, once it's great-great-great-great-grandmother, are you still going to stop by and take care of her grave? Probably not.
You know, I don't know, but in the Midwest, we got the weird Midwest sensibilities, and ain't nobody going out there and digging up graves. You find graves, they're from 1860, and they're just still sitting there.
Yes.
And nobody's messing with them, because you know what? We know what happens when people mess with them.
But you can't just throw bones away.
You cannot just throw bones away.
It's grave robbing.
Well, it's just rude.
So rude, which is how you can end up haunted for the rest of your life.
Exactly. And maybe you should.
And if you have a real ghost story, call it in 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. Advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try on new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.